The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 7th of March, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist William Boyd, born in Ghana, 1952, the author of A Good Man in Africa and The Blue Afternoon. It's the birthday of novelist Bret Easton Ellis, Los Angeles, 1964, went to Bennington College, took a creative writing class, wrote a series of stories about substance abuse and the sex lives of teenagers in California, which his teacher, Joe McGinnis, showed to his agent, and the result was Ellis's first book, Less Than Zero. It's the birthday of Rick Bass, born in Fort Worth, Texas, 1958. He and his girlfriend packed all their possessions into a pickup truck and drove to Montana looking for wilderness. He published a memoir of his first winter there called Winter Notes from Montana in 1991. It was on this day in 1923 Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published in the New Republic magazine. Man stopping on the road in the middle of the night, looking into the woods. It was Frost's favorite of all of his own poems. He called it My Best Bid for Remembrance. He wrote it on a warm morning in the middle of June, the night after he'd stayed up working at his kitchen table on a long poem called New Hampshire. He finally finished the long poem, and then he looked up and saw that it was morning. He went outside, he watched the sunrise, and then got an idea for a new poem and went back in the house and sat down and wrote Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening in just a few minutes. He said he wrote most of the poem almost without lifting the pen off the page, as if he'd had a hallucination. He once said the first two lines of the poem contained everything he ever knew about how to write. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. It was on this day in 1994 the Supreme Court ruled that parody can be protected by the Fair Use Clause of the Copyright Act of 1976. The case arose from the use of a song by the rap group Two Live Crew. They used parts of the Roy Orbison song, Oh Pretty Woman. The original version by Roy Orbison about a man watching a pretty woman walking down the street, and the Two Live Crew version about the subsequent relationship with that woman, who becomes a hairy woman, a bald-headed woman, and a two-timing woman. The publisher, Acuff Rose, sued Two Live Crew for copyright violation. But Justice David H. Souter wrote in his majority opinion, like less ostensibly humorous forms of criticism, parody can provide social benefit by shedding light on an earlier work and in the process creating a new one. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Hamby entitled Vex Me. Vex me, O night, your star, stuttering like a stuck jukebox. Put a spell on me, my bones a-tremble at your tabernacle of rhythm and blues. Call out your archers, chain me to a wall. Let the stone fortress of my body fall like a rabid fox before an army of dogs. Rebuke me, rip out my larynx like a lazy snake, and feed it to the voiceless throng. For I am midnight's girl, scouring unlit streets like Persephone stalking her swarthy lord. Anoint me with oil, make me greasy as a fast food fry. Deliver me like a pizza to the snapping crack house hours between 1 and 4. Build me an ark, fill it with prairie moths, split-winged fritillaries, bluebottle flies. Stitch me a gown of taffeta and quinine, starlight and night soil, and when the clock talks 2, I'll be the belle of the malaria ball. A poem, Vex Me, by Barbara Hamby, from her collection Babel, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.